This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. You know, I don't get to pick the news, unfortunately. You know, I don't get to, like, decide what happens, because it doesn't feel like a day. It's the summer. What are we, in the middle of July right now already? July, what is today? July 20th, I believe. So I don't feel like talking about something heavy, you know, something serious. I would rather do like a sporty sports topic. But like I said, I can't pick the news. So I have to address what happened with Tyreek Hill and the NFL, with the NFL deciding to not suspend Hill and really to take no action in the case after an investigation. And this has been going on for a long time, this Tyreek Hill story. And it's a good lesson in a sense of the reason why, for these sort of topics, my stock response is always, I'm going to wait for my final judgment until I have more information, because, you know, these sort of things are serious allegations, and therefore, you don't want to disrespect or overreact or do anything that could harm a possible victim or a possible, you know, falsely accused person or somewhere in between. And I think this story, why a lot of people have had a lot of difficulty with it, is it deals with a lot of the in-between. The whole thing is sort of a gray area. And the way I've described it is, I would call this both complex and concerning. It's complex because we had the original audio recording that was edited, and then there was the longer audio recording, which changed the context a little bit. And none of us know exactly what really happened, right? None of us. It's impossible to tell the nature of the relationship between Tyreek Hill and Crystal Espinal, what Hill has actually done as far as physical assault on either her or the child that was involved in this case. So it's complex because none of us know exactly what happened. You know, it would be a lot easier if we know action A, result B, what should happen as a result C, right? But no, we don't have that. And then it's concerning because despite the lack of fundamental knowledge about the details, I can tell you one thing for sure. That was a toxic, unhealthy environment. Whatever's going on there and was going on between Hill and Espinal, and unfortunately children involved there, was a toxic and unhealthy situation. I mean, we can all see that, right? Very concerning to me. We do know that. And I know in their statement, the NFL said that their primary concern was the safety of the child involved and that they believed the child to be safe. But was the child safe? Living in that environment. Another thing we do know is, despite the change in context in the audio recordings, Tyreek Hill is recorded saying, you should be afraid of me too. Or, you know, something to that effect. I forget the exact, but threatening. Threatening language towards Espinal. Now, in this case, it's, again, back to the complexity of it because, you know, in a more cut and dry instance of domestic violence, you would have someone being threatening verbally and physically and a victim here. And in this case, you know, there is a lot from the Espinal side of things that makes you question what her deal was and what their deal was together. You know, and I read some stuff that even during this investigation that she didn't talk to the NFL. So, and let me preface it saying now I'm speculating, but a lot of this story makes me believe that the importance of the money that Tyreek Hill is bringing in as an NFL player is significant to the two of them. And, you know, of course, he pled guilty to assaulting her in the past, but it's said on that audio recording he didn't assault her. You have instances that make you think that she was trying to put this out there, but then you have other instances where she was clearly trying to stonewall people, and it seemed like they were almost trying to protect each other at various points. And then it's also concerning because, again, let's go back to the child involved here. And I don't just, like, talk about this stuff without looking up what I'm talking about, right? Like, I'm not going to just make wild accusations. And we know he suffered a broken arm. You know, I was actually doing, when this news came out, I wanted to make sure, you know, I didn't sit here and say that they broke his arm. There was a report where investigators perhaps believe that the child actually broke his arm accidentally in the way you would in a fall where you put your hand down or something like that. So, I mean, that would be obviously a relief if that's the case. However, in the course of my reading, I also, you know, found reports that said investigators or law enforcement went to check up on the child and found bruises and welts on him. And, you know, remember in the recording, she's saying he's afraid of you. So whether or not his arm was broken, bruises and welts is obviously should be concerning. Obviously should be concerning. And I go back to what the AD in the case said way back when they didn't bring charges. He said that he believed a crime was committed against the child. Because, you know, like, I know, this is what I say about gray areas. I know, like, people like to either rely on, well, you know, it's not, you're not guilty or innocent. That's not how the court of law system works. And there's a lot of flaws in our justice system. You know, a lot of people are put away for things that they should not be put away for. Unfairly prosecuted. Unfairly punished. You know, for instance, drug laws, right? A lot of people doing hard time for weed. A lot of people disproportionately of color doing hard time for weed when, you know, white people do the same thing at the same rate and are not incarcerated at the same rate. But then there's also the other side of that where because of the law, if they can't definitively, you know, put the crime on one person or prove beyond a reasonable doubt, which is a high threshold. I've actually been a juror on a murder trial. That is a high threshold. So if you know you can't convict or you don't have a chance to convict because of that, then a lot of times you can't even bring charges. So that doesn't mean someone's innocent necessarily. There's a big, huge area between guilty and innocent, right? It's a huge area. And even if you go on trial and you're found not guilty, that's not necessarily the same as being found innocent. That means you cannot be convicted beyond a reasonable doubt. Does not mean you are innocent necessarily. Sometimes people are. But I go back to the AD in the case saying he believed a crime was committed against the child, but could not bring the charges. So, again, complex and concerning. And I say this honestly. I hope that Tyreek Hill, you know, can get some help to resume his career and resume his life in a manner that allows for us never to have to talk about something like this again. I hope that's the case. But it is a little tough for me to stomach, at least as far as the NFL is concerned, that nothing happened here. And I know that's not exactly what they're saying, and I know they conducted an investigation, and I know that the they have to be aware of what the backlash might be because of past instances with the league. But if I were running things, you know, because to me, I don't need criminal charges to take disciplinary actions as a league. If I'm running things, I want a message out there that threatening language towards a woman, regardless of what your relationship is, and also the possibility of physical harm brought against a child, because, again, the AD said he thought a crime was committed against a child, reportedly bruises and welts. Even as a father, I'm a father, I have two young children, 4 and 3. If they were harmed in any way, even if I wasn't the one who did it, even if I wasn't the one who brought the physical harm against them, if it happened under my watch and I was aware, and I was aware and kept them in that environment, I would want to suffer the consequences for that. Because it's not just, but like, again, this is a gray area. It's not, I mean, we don't know. We don't know who may have brought the harm against the child. We know that investigators thought there may have been a crime against the child or was a crime against the child. We know that that was a toxic environment. I mean, we can all see that, right? So if I'm in charge here, I bring some degree of punishment down as a message. We can't be approving of what was going on here, even if we don't know every single detail. And again, that from the beginning, I hesitated to be on the bandwagon of kick him out of the league or anything like that because we didn't have all the information. And I say that every time a story like this comes up. But I think there is enough information here to bring a suspension. You know, 3 games, something along those lines, to say we're not in any way going to associate or tacitly approve by not doing anything child endangerment and threats to women or anyone, really. So that's the part of that's hard to stomach. I know it's a complicated story. And again, I hope that you know, as a result of this, there can be influences in Tyreek Hill's life that allow him to resume his career and continue his life in a way where none of this comes up. But it is a little difficult for me to wrap my head around the idea that, as far as the NFL is concerned, at least from a punishment standpoint, nothing happened to you. Zero. Starting the season and reporting as normal. Because we don't know exactly what happened, but we do know there was threatening language. We do know there was an unhealthy environment. And we do know there was a child involved who may have been in fear and in danger of physical harm. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. At Robin Lundberg on Twitter. That's RobinLundberg. You can weigh in. Let me know what you think of the NFL's decision not to suspend or discipline, really, Tyreek Hill in any way. 855-212-4227. It's the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Want to remind you, tomorrow at 3 Eastern, noon Pacific, meet CBS Sports Network at the Lanes in Las Vegas for the Barbasol PBA Tour Finals as the top 8 bowlers in the league compete for this year's title on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports. All right, I've been talking about Tyreek Hill. To sum up my thoughts on him not being suspended or disciplined at all by the NFL, complex and concerning is how I've described the situation. Complex because we do not know really at all the specific details of what actually happened between Hill and his fiance, at least at the time, Crystal Espinal, and his young son who was involved in this case. And without the exact details, it's hard to render, you know, a judgment. However, it's concerning because the details that we do have are very concerning to me. Clearly, a toxic, unhealthy environment there. Hill is on audio, even if one of the original release was edited, using threatening language towards Espinal. And investigators at one point said that they believed a crime was committed against a child here. They just couldn't bring charges. And that, you know, my concern for that child and what he may have been through. Those things that I do know were enough where if I were running the NFL, I would have done something. You know, this is not court. This is not beyond a reasonable doubt. You're not talking about jail time. You know, you're talking about a few weeks away from an NFL team so that as a league, you can say, hey, you know, we want to distance ourselves completely from any environment like this. We want to distance ourselves completely from threatening language towards anyone. And we, of course, want to distance ourselves completely from child endangerment. And that's why I would have done, you know, I never called for Hill's career to be over. I never called for him even to be suspended for a season because we didn't know the exact at the time. Even, you know, I always say wait and see on these cases. I know in the media it's very, you want to jump and have a take and a reaction. But in these instances, even as much as you want to, because you may hear news that makes you think, how could this person have done this? This is terrifying. This is horrifying. Let's let the details come out, because there will be plenty of times where, you know, you could do harm to a victim or you could do harm to a falsely accused person. In this case, I think you are dealing with everything in between. And that's what makes this topic so tough, because it lives in the everything in between. But to me, the NFL, as far as they're concerned, is saying nothing happened here, and I don't think that is the case. I would have brought a suspension of some sort, let's say 3 games, to say no, we're not having our league associated with this. And we have, you know, and at the same time, I would then offer all the league's resources to Tyreek Hill to make sure that these sort of things don't happen again, and to hopefully help foster a healthier environment for the people involved in his life and for him moving forward. What do you think of no suspension for Tyreek Hill? 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227 is CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, brought to you by Geico. Great news, there's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Let me ask the guys in the studio. Shep, what do you think?
To your point, Robin, I think as a father, I think it hits home more, which is what you were saying. So I can't feel the way you're feeling because I don't have my own. It is complex, like you said. And it's also very concerning. But we also have a history of Roger Goodell acting slow. And I don't know if you think that's legitimate or not, but I don't think this is the guy that's proven to be the leader that the NFL deserves.
Well, I think the NFL has proven to be reactionary more than acting slow. They tend to go where the wind blows. Anthony, you have any thoughts on the lack of any discipline?
Kind of surprised, maybe, just because, again, of how they've been criticized in the past for handling these types of situations, that they didn't hand out some kind of punishment.
And their standard, again, the NFL's standard is what they want it to be. It is not beyond a reasonable doubt. It is not the same standard that that a court of law brings. So if it were me, again, I want the best for Tyreek Hill and his life and his career moving forward, but I would also want to send a message that, yo, even if we don't know all the details, we cannot tacitly condone this unhealthy environment, threatening language, and possibly child endangerment.
You're listening to The Robin Lundberg Show.
It is The Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Asking your thoughts on no punishment for Tyreek Hill by the NFL, 855-212-4227, a situation I've described as complex and concerning. Complex because we don't know everything that happened. Concerning because we do know there was threatening language used. There was possible child endangerment to the point where the AD said he thought a crime was committed against the child. And there was clearly a toxic environment there. If I were the NFL, I would have done something about that to say this is not cool for our league to be associated with any of these things, while also trying to make sure that Tyreek Hill could resume his life and his career in a way that makes it so we're not talking about these sorts of things again. What do you think? 855-212-4227. Let's go to John in Dallas. John, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, Chief? I was just, my idea behind all this is Roger Goodell has been pretty consistent to me. He's been rich and petty. That's what I think the main thing that comes out of this is. His consistency is with the Patriots, they did so much shady stuff, but until they had whatever rift with him and Robert Kraft in the background, that's when they got punished severely, or I guess you want to call that severely. Same thing with Zeke. He has an issue with Jerry Jones, and that punishment gets passed down to Zeke. I honestly think it's just rift pettiness that we're dealing with Roger Goodell. And watching business things play out in the public because of personal feelings, that's the only concern I think we should have as fans. It's just that's really corny.
Well, if that is the case, of course it would be. I mean, I don't know the motivation. To me, I actually think it's much more about PR. Like the NFL backpedals, you know, like a defensive back a lot of times. So it's generally not a – you know what leadership is? Leadership is we've taken the information. We've thoroughly analyzed the information. We've made a decision. We are articulating our decision, and we're standing by our decision, regardless of what the reaction to that may be. That's leadership. And I'm not talking about this case in particular, but in the past, I think what the NFL has done has been the antithesis of leadership, where they do something, and then people react, and then they totally react to the reaction. And that's not leadership. That's you know, following. That's being reactionary. And that's been the way it's played out. Now, in this case, I think it will probably, the NFL's probably lucky, it will probably just blow over, most likely, because it's played out for so long that people have gotten their emotions out about it. And also because the second recording that was released dialed back some of those reactions. And maybe it overcorrected too far, right? So, like, people were saying Tyreek Hill should never play another down in the NFL and should be banished and jailed and all that. And then you heard the different audio that provided more full context that put it in the gray area, like I said. Put it in the gray area. Again, there's a huge difference between guilty and innocent. So, while Tyreek Hill may not be guilty of certain things, that doesn't mean he's also innocent. There's somewhere in between. But I think because people were guilty, And we found out, whoa, maybe not of all those things. There's an overcorrection to make it innocent, innocent, innocent. Nothing happened. Not the case. Clearly, something happened here. Clearly. So that's the part that's hard for me to stomach. The NFL basically saying, nah, nothing happened here. Greg in Plano, Texas. Greg, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, Robin. Thanks for taking my call now.
You got it.
Hey, so I was just wondering on the Zeke and Tyreek Hill situation. What's the difference between those two cases? I definitely think there should have been some kind of punishment handed down. I mean, Zeke got 6 games, and they brought out all kind of investigators and special this, special that, and they've already closed the book on Tyreek Hill.
Well, so, I mean, every case is different, right? I don't want to compare. Every single situation like this should be analyzed on its own individual merits, right? Like, that's the fair way to do things. It's the proper way to do things. So Zeke was suspended for his. I'd have to refresh myself on the details of that. But just because, you know, there maybe have been domestic violence and other things involved in that case, doesn't mean it's the same as this case, or the suspension should be the same. So I don't really want to compare it to Zeke, because I want to talk about what actually happened with Tyreek Hill here. And I do think, regardless of bringing up Zeke's case, that there was enough here to suspend Tyreek Hill, to send a message that, hey, the league wants no association with threatening language towards someone, wants no association with whatever relationship and environment was going on, and wants no relationship with child endangerment.
Right.
But I don't think you need to, you know, because it's not about who, you know, punishing the Cowboys versus punishing the Chiefs, or Zeke versus Tyreek Hill. You know, that's where fandom comes into play. I'm not treating this in any way. This has nothing to do with fandom to me. Nothing to do with any of that. It has to do with every single one of these cases, and I am consistent on this. I will wait till I have all the information before I render my final judgment. So I don't even have a final judgment on this case, but I have enough to make some sort of judgment. And I will try to treat everyone individually fairly, because that's how I would want to be treated, fairly. But again, as a father, like, even, you know, let's just say for the sake of this, that Tyreek Hill was not the abuser in this case, as the person who actually did the abuse. Though on the phone conversation, you know, we hear allusions to, you know, it being alluded to that there was some physical relationship between he and the kid here. But let's just say for the sake of this that it wasn't, but still the child was being beaten and there was welts and bruises, like the investigators said they found when they checked up on him. And the AD said that he thought a crime was committed against the child. As a father, if I'm aware of my child being in an environment like that, I would still, sitting where I'm sitting now, want something to be done to me. That's not cool. It gets even less cool if I was the perpetrator of said violence against the child. But we're still dealing with an environment where clearly a child was afraid, and clearly it looks like a child was in danger of some sort of physical harm, whether or not the broken arm was a result of that or not. And that's number one to me. That's number one. Number two is the threatening language on the phone, but the relationship between Tyreek Hill and Espinal, I mean, just seems toxic, to be honest. From the outside looking in, just seems toxic. But I don't know what happened between them. But that's number two. And then, of course, number three, you know, is just the overall putting all those things together. From the NFL standpoint, it's already been associated with a lot of negative stuff. I don't want to be associated with that. So I want to say this is not cool to us. This is not cool to our league, even if we don't have definitive proof. Like, not everything has to be on tape, right? This is the problem I think we have sometimes. It needs to be on videotape for people to have a crazy actual, you know, ability to cognitively digest it. Reggie in Dallas. Reggie, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Reggie?
My deal is I don't think Tyreek's girlfriend had anything to lose. If this little boy had a broken arm and she took him to the hospital is required by law to call the police, call CPS if they think something is wrong. And I'm not for sure that happened. And as far as him arguing with his girlfriend, there are lots of arguments that have been that ugly. They're just not recorded. So I think she did a lot of this just to set up to ruin his career.
Oh, I think it's actually the opposite, Reggie. I think they've been trying to protect his career money. I think they've been, you know, in a lot of these situations, working together to make sure that either the police nor the NFL could actually get to whatever happened here because they want to protect the paycheck. And I don't think these two should, you know, if my advice would be for them to distance themselves from one another. But to what you were just saying, one, it's not just an argument. That's threatening language. That's not an argument. I've been in arguments before, not in arguments where I'm telling someone they should be afraid of me. Two, the child involved, again, I'll keep referencing this. I've done the research. The broken arm, there is a report that investigators believe the broken arm may have been an accident, that he fell. But that when they were going to check on the child, they found bruises and welts on him. And the AD, this is a quote, said he believed a crime was committed against the child. They just didn't have what they could to bring charges. So that's a lot different than nothing happened. It's a lot different than nothing happened. Again, you guys have to remember how hard it is to, you know, what the standard of legality is. Beyond a reasonable doubt is a high threshold. And there, I say there's a lot of flaws in the legal system. I'll repeat myself. A lot of flaws. You know, a lot of times I think people of color are disproportionately incarcerated for things that white people are doing at the same rate. So that's a flaw on one end. The flaw on the other end is, in cases like this, where if you don't have enough evidence to convict, you can't bring charges, right? If you know you're not going to get a conviction, you can't bring charges. So beyond a reasonable doubt is a high threshold to meet, and the fact that just because you know you can't meet that means you don't bring any charges at all and you step back and do nothing when a child may have been in danger, that's a flaw too. And that happens in domestic violence. How many times have we seen these domestic violence cases where you hear about, oh, the police were called there 13 times or something, and nothing even happened? Because if the victim is saying, and this is just a hype, this has nothing to do with Tyreek Hill now, just a hypothetical. If there's a victim, and let's say the neighbor hears someone screaming, and they hear crashing sounds or whatnot, and they're afraid that violence may be committed, and the police show up, and the victim has bruises, but she says, I fell down. You know, he didn't do anything to me. You know, there may not be a way for them to bring the charges, because if it gets to a trial, it's going to be tough to erase any reasonable doubt. So therefore, the charges can't even be brought. They have to be dropped because, you know, the victim isn't cooperating. So a lot of these things are very complicated. And I think a lot of people have to work on not thinking in such binary terms, like guilty or innocent, for so many topics. Nuance is an important thing. Bill in San Jose, California. Bill, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
This whole thing, how you doing?
What's up, Bill?
Man, he totally, I don't know, how he got the child protective forces in the child life. And fine, like that, he had bruises on his body, his arm was broken. California, he's doing time, and that's all I got.
You know, Bill, your phone's breaking up, so I really had a tough time making out what you were saying there. I apologize. You know, again, it's a sucky story, right? I mean, it just sucks. The whole thing sucks. Tyreek Hill's a heck of a player, by the way, right? I mean, that should have nothing to do with this. It probably sometimes does have something to do with it, where the attention it's going to draw is going to be greater because he's a great player. And the need for the team to bring him back is going to be higher because he's a great player. You know, they would never say this publicly, but I'm sure internally the Chiefs are celebrating this news. You know, they get one of the best skill position players in the NFL back on their team. They get one of the best skill position players in the NFL back on their team. Is what it is, I suppose, at this point. Tyreek Hill not being suspended by the NFL, I would have done something about it. Again, I think I'm looking at this through a very sober, rational lens, not a reactionary lens at all. 855-212-4227. Plenty of other stuff to get to. I want to talk about something Nick Saban said this week a little bit later. Hey, Anthony, the Hall of Fame induction for the MLB is tomorrow?
Yes, it is.
I didn't even know that. I get so that means Monday is like National Steroid Day, PED Day. I always say it's like National PED Day, the day of the MLB Hall of Fame induction ceremony, because that's what the talking point then becomes. It's never about who actually got into the Hall of Fame. It's just every year relitigating who didn't get into the Hall of Fame. So we're going to switch from Tyreek Hill to a more fun topic. It's summer, right? Which means there's road trips. Which means there's greatest hits albums. Right? I mean, like, what's good for a road? Tom Petty's greatest hits, throw it on. Running down a dream. Never been, you know, like, so we're going to put together the Sports Talk Radio greatest hits album coming up, because boy, oh boy, should MLB steroid guys be in the Hall of Fame on the Sports Talk Radio greatest hits album, right? That's a meaty cut on the Sports Talk Radio greatest hits album. I want your help to, you can help me curate said album coming up next. It's the Robin Lundberg Show. And it's here on CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.